Over the last few months, the Russian and Ukrainian conflict has sparked concerns within the space community over whether the US or Russia will cease their cooperation to work together on the International Space Station. The fear was so real that news stories began to report about Russian threats to abandon NASA astronaut Mark Van der Hei on the space station. NASA and Russian space agency Roscosmos have continued to work together. There are suggestions, however, that Roscosmos may pull out by 2024 so that they can build their own space station. Fred Watson is Australia's astronomer at large, and Andrew Herlinger asked him whether the parties involved in the station want to keep the partnership going.
We have had some words from the head of Roscosmos, the Russian space agency, whose name is Dmitry Rogozin. He is somebody who has speculated quite publicly on the idea of Russia basically starting up their own space station beyond perhaps 2024 or so. And in fact, I think he has flagged the possibility of Russia pulling out of the agreement with the International Space Station by that date, 2024, whereas the other four space agencies involved are all very keen to keep it going until 2030, by which time it may well become a commercial entity rather than a scientific entity. But that's one of the, you know, one of the things that has been pointed to as being perhaps cracks in the consortium, because we do see the head of the space agency basically giving indications that they're not happy with the cooperation.
Well, why would the head of Roscosmos look to be putting up a space station on their own?
Maybe it is to do with, you know, political aspirations, the long-term political aspirations of Russia. They are one of the world's great spacefaring nations. They, you know, as you well know, they were the first. Well, the former Soviet Union was the first to put a satellite into orbit in 1957, and then in 1961, the first to launch a human into orbit. So this is a really distinguished track record that the space agency has. And maybe Dmitry Rogozin is thinking that they are being undervalued, perhaps, by the fact that NASA always seems to be taking the lead on events to do with the space agency. That is probably more a perception of the world's media than the reality. I think probably Roscosmos, the Russian space agency, is actually doing its bit quite well to keep things going. But maybe it's national pride that's at the heart of this. We would like Russia to have its own space station where there's no doubt about who's doing the legwork.
Why have these tensions and sort of concern over the safety of people on the International Space Station suddenly arisen?
I think it's a natural thing to wonder about. As soon as we read that Ukraine had been invaded by the Russian army, that immediately in the space world sparked the question, what about the International Space Station? Currently, we have a crew of seven with four American astronauts, one German astronaut, and two Russian astronauts, or cosmonauts, I beg your pardon. And the International Space Station, of course, a multinational venture, principally operated by NASA and Roscosmos, the Russian space agency, but also with the Canadian, Japan, and European space agencies involved as well. So it's a genuinely multinational collaboration. And in many ways, I think it's fair to say that, you know, over the 21 years that the space station has been permanently occupied, there has not been altogether a rosy relationship between the United States and Russia. There have been tensions which have come and gone, nothing like what we have at the moment. But what is, I think, from the point of view of space enthusiasts like we are, what is good to see is that on the space station itself, there has been pretty well normal cooperation between members of those different countries.
Some of our viewers probably don't even know what's happening on the International Space Station at the moment. It's been quite some time since we've covered it. What sort of things are they doing up there?
Very similar to what we've seen before. When you take a virtual tour of the International Space Station, which is possible these days, you can see that it is absolutely crammed with experimental equipment to measure how the vital statistics of the astronauts and cosmonauts themselves are faring, how human bodies react to weightlessness and that close environment up there. That's, the first thing. But then the experimentation covers really the whole remit of scientific investigation. And of course, there have been many really quite dramatic discoveries that have been made because of that, such as the fact that some microbes can actually survive on the outside of the International Space Station. They don't need the comfortable environment of the Earth in order to survive. So a whole range of scientific experiments, which I think all the member nations, all the member space agencies think are valuable, and clearly it's valuable enough that they keep on pouring resources into the space station.
Fred Watson, Australia's astronomer at large, speaking there with Andrew Herlinger.